Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Jim Norris. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The DH, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Waits. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting second. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The first baseman, John Wathan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard fires to first and picks off Bonds. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. White reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett bunts towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Wei then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wei then hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wei then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kuiper. The throw from Porter and he is out, Patek applying the tag. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Patek steals second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. Alexander drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Wilson out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. White strikes out. Alexander drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws White out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-0 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. Norris is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Manning reaches second base with a double. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonds strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Otis steals second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 2, Royals, 2. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 1 in the game. Way then hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Potek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to second for the out. Porter moves to third. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter scores. Wilson scores. It's 5-2, Royals. Don Hood now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara juggles the ball. That's an error on Hara. White moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Alexander for a passed ball. White moves to third. Brett moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 1 in the game. Hara hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0 for 1 in the game. Dade hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Indians 2. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a line drive into left field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 2 in the game. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Potek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Way then moves to third. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 6-2, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Potek trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 2 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 2. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Hood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton strikes out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander strikes out. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hara hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 2. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McRae is called out on strikes. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Porter takes first base on ball 4. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 0 for 3 in the game. Wathen hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0-for-2 in the game. Date is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-3 in the game. Norris hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 2. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Potek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Potek moves to second. Victor Cruz now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. White bunts towards first. Thornton fields the ball and throws to Cruz covering. Safe. Potek moves to third. Wilson moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a line drive towards third. Hara catches it and steps on third to double up Potek. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. White moves to second. It's 7-2, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. Alexander hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Way then settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.